Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I am absolutely... by the way, it's the Bubba the Love Sponge show. Overtime, after hours, Jones.
The Big Fudo, 5,000 bits!
I think Mindy and her husband were blown away at the Twitch concept.
Well, we did complete a hype train when they were here.
And you know, the listeners are kind of showing off a little bit there. They're like, you know how your parents always say, "Hey, Blitz, don't show off when the company comes."
Bubba's Cankles and Big Fudo, Uncle Eric.
We had some company, and they all showed off. We love you guys a lot, more than you know. That's why we're doing a Hall of Fame. We're doing a Hall of Fame. Is Bubba Light still mad at me?
Yes.
Because of you?
Nope.
Yep.
That's not what he told me.
Well, he told
me that. Bubba Light, what'd you do?
Let's not get into it. Bubba Light's full hot on some shit, and I got to get to the bottom of it. I'm going to call him today.
I'll tell you off the air what he's really hot about.
No, I know what he's really hot about. I know what the fuck he's real hot about. You already told me it.
Bubba, how was the stage,
there's new heat now.
Oh, there is?
Oh, yeah.
Will he text it to me?
Oh, jeez. How is the big stage, by the way, Bubba? Does the couch need to be raised? Is it good for interviews?
Hey, Blitz, with Eric, which I think is like the average height of an average guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. I could see him perfect.
Yeah, cool.
Like, we wouldn't even have to raise it, but we could.
Should a little bit.
Yeah, if we raise it like an inch or two, Anna, are we interrupting your fucking feeding?
Yeah, Bubba. Dan the Rock, $50 cash. I just let Big Red know that the stage, the couch is perfect.
Everything's fucking perfect. The only thing that's not perfect is Bubba. Light.
Listen, Dan the Rock, $50 kizash.
Thank you, Dan LaRock.
I can't stop eating.
I know, because you're on your period that you had
I
to tell us about.
I have to replace the fetal tissue that is being lost out of my body.
I'm going to throw up.
Hey, Shane from JVC said 10:21 in time. Really? That's what he said.
Did you tell him, don't worry, we didn't charge you extra for the extra content?
No, he said Peter Brady was sitting there fucking full hot. And I said... Well, why didn't you guys just break away? And he's like, I would never do that to you. And I'm like, oh, that's good.
That's because a lot of people were enjoying it. Chad was loving Mindy.
I already know that.
I know, but it's new stuff, too. Oh, yeah, I know.
I love you, Bubba.
How's that watermelon?
It's really good.
I wouldn't know. I didn't get any.
Oh.
I didn't get fruited today.
You know what? Anna brings all this fruit, and she never shares it with you, Bubba.
No, I never bring this much.
Well, to be fair, the fruit that I buy and bring is also paid for by PayPal. So
yeah, which is my money.
Yeah, so I'm saying I'm not sharing it. It's Bubba's that I buy for him.
Everybody needs to know.
Hold on, back off.
Don't
mess with me today.
Of my fruit, that's great.
I ask Blitz every time, Blitz.
You do.
Yeah, because I don't want to touch your things. I'm sorry, Bubba. Wait, is that the watermelon that is for Bubba?
No, this is mine. But Bubba's more than welcome to it. Would you like some?
Juicy. I'm absolutely fucking starving.
Yeah, I can get you some. I'll get it put on a plate.
It's his 35th radio anniversary.
I'm just honored that we made all access.
Hey, yeah, that's cool.
What's her name has the Bubba Army chevron right there.
Who?
The lady you're looking at.
Oh, Dana Fuchs.
Right there, yeah.
Look at that.
Green room.
Oh, that is badass. I need to get a fucking picture of that.
Give a little toss around the farm.
Wow.
Did I say that?
Sorry. I forgot we're on fucking uncensored, too.
Whoa, the first F word.
Dana Fuchs, I'd like to fuck her.
You could.
She's a bad girl, too, from Ocala. That area.
She's a baddie.
Wild wood.
She's a baddie. I like baddies.
You know she's been to your racetrack.
I don't know that she's been.
What's
to my
that race. based on what, Lummy?
She lives in Wildwood, right there. She's got to go there.
Oh, she's hot. I don't think she lives there now, does she?
No, but she was born and raised there. So, or not born, but raised there. She had to go to the Bubba Raceway Park.
Looks good there.
National anthem for the monster truck rally. It's going to be exciting.
Mm. It's a rally?
Shut up.
Oh, here comes Anna.
Hey, no. Papa. Yeah,
but are you sure that, like, this is not what you were going to eat?
No, I still have some left.
No, but that seems like a lot that I'm taking from you. And she you're the one
big,
that...
No, I bought bowl it, of it
and it was on sale and I cut it myself, so it wasn't even expensive.
Seems a little...
good.
Riny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't get down to the core.
Is it a little riny?
Mm-hmm.
It'll fill you up. And not it's bad. Water.
Bubba, do you need bananas?
Mm. Why do you say it like that?
You talk to me like I'm five.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bubba.
I'm actually going to the store today, Sponge, to get new fruit. What would you like? I know bananas and strawberries and watermelon.
Yeah, watermelon.
Yeah, but it's Thursday.
Okay, well, I'll just get a little bit then.
Yeah, just get a little bit.
Because you have like one nana left and like four strawberries, and that's it.
Yeah.
Didn't you like, oh, no, that thing. I was going to say apples, but that was. Mm-hmm.
Apples are Bobo.
Yeah, they are.
What's Bobo?
Garbage.
Bad.
F the Bishop, 1,000 bits, and F the Bishop earlier, 1,000 bits.
But you didn't want to call it out during the interview?
Correct. Sorry. That was before I knew she was infatuated with Twitch. Then I would have.
I love her. She's
sweetheart. Cool.
I can tell everybody what your bonuses are going
to
be.
No, let's not say that on the air. Nobody needs to know what that is.
Million.
All right. I'm out.
No, I'm just kidding.
Getting some Bitcoin.
I just want everybody to know that we had a good month, and I want to tell everybody I appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, you could tell people privately, but everyone doesn't need to know.
Oh, they're all going to be the same.
I know, but I'm saying the audience doesn't need to know.
Oh, I thought you said the other one doesn't need to know.
No. I'm saying the audience.
Yeah, that's one thing I want everybody to know, that everybody's getting the same amount. Like, so if you get a problem with that, yeah, fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Right.
Here's the extra money. That's awesome. Thank you, Bubba. I appreciate it. And congratulations.
You haven't got it yet. You could get fired from now until the next paycheck.
Oh.
Yeah, if the bonuses start getting too high, everyone's gone.
We did a hype train today.
Yeah, you completed it.
We started out great April.
Thank you with Bubba Kankles and Uncle Eric and 843 Bubba with 1,000 bits and all the PayPal.
On a real fucking real riny.
Well, I was really just trying to, you know, get every morsel out that I could.
Fucking wedge. I mean.
Bubba, do you like pineapple?
Not really.
Oh.
It's good. What about a mango, Bubba?
Homie with the big baloney, 1,500 bits.
Do you like mango? Have you ever had one?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Mm-mm.
Stupid.
He's not stupid.
Should I get some guacamolos?
Yeah, get some guacamolos.
No guacamole.
You don't like avocado, Bubba?
Mm-mm.
No?
He doesn't like guacamolos either.
You don't like guacamolos?
No.
Guacamolos has lots of fat in it, but it's good fat. They're really good for you.
It's really good.
Omega freeze.
I don't like guacamolos.
Have you ever tried guacamole toast?
Nope.
That's pretty good.
We should do a beer and brunch.
Hold on. If you do a fried egg, if you do a bagel, fried egg, and guacamolos.
Fried egg. Hell good. Yeah. Everyone loves fried eggs.
I don't like fucking guacamolos.
We should do a beer and brunch.
Catastrophic 25 at
that. That would be so fun. We could get all dressed up.
Who and where? And when?
Who? The beer and staff. And then we can go somewhere and we can get like bottomless mimosas.
Do you know who has the absolute. And I could probably get it. I could probably get it comped.
Country Girl 92, 2,000 bits.
Love you, Country Girl. Do you know who has the coolest brunch?
Who?
Period. And even Blitz, who's a fucking dick and thinks everything sucks.
Anna didn't care where it's at. She heard comped and she was in.
And I think it's either $50 or $60.
Is it in St. Pete?
Is it like a buffet?
Yeah.
Okay, all you
no,
can
no.
eat.
No, it's not a buffet. It's kind of an Island Way Grill.
Oh, yeah.
Supposedly has.
What did you say, Anna?
What's that?
Island Way Grill? No, it actually is really good.
You've
Island
heard
Way
of Island
and Salt
Way.
Rock.
No.
Island Way. I don't know that Salt Rock does the Sunday brunch.
They started it.
They did?
Yeah. Oysters, crab legs.
Is it in Tampa?
Sushi.
No, it's in Island Way is in Island Way, which is the area between Clearwater mainland and Clearwater Beach. Right, Blitz?
Yeah, the one that they made in the 50s.
Yes.
Did they make that?
That's all been made.
It's actually the same street you take to get to the Clearwater Marine Aquarium.
Oh, it's like
where
Gulf,
winter is.
Gulf to Bay or something?
Basically, yes.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I know that road.
We got a boat slip.
So can we do like a BRN brunch one day? And we can get up and we can wear like our Sunday's finest.
Like
we wear, can be
like,
all fancy
like,
pants.
Like wear like a...
I was thinking like downtown or
I had my BRN...
Tampa,
I had
South
Blitz,
Tampa.
Were you there when we did our BRN Christmas party there?
No.
At Island Way?
No.
And they gave us that back room and they had this little rowboat full of fucking shrimp cocktails and lobster tail.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, we could be so fancy pants. That'd be so fun.
I wore my white linen outfit.
Yes.
Oh, really? The beach
white
wear.
Linen.
Was it the khakis with the white Tommy Bahama?
Sounds like a...
With like the kind of, they were like short, they were like kind of short pants?
Doesn't come with a mask, does it?
Wait, was I right on that outfit, like Bubba?
Does it come with a hood?
No, it's real pointy.
I had a white linen outfit when I was really in shape. When I was at 248.
I got one of those too.
When I was 248, I had a... I can't even have a show because it's just a side... are you guys going to let me talk or is it just going to be a side rib of a second side rib? I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about now.
You're white linen.
But I'm out of the moment now.
But
like
Bubba,
you guys do that to me all the time. I'm trying
no,
to describe
you
it.
Them, Bubba.
And I know it's you two. You two are the worst. Like I get into something and you just fuck rib, fucking smart ass comment. And it's okay. But it's just like, oh god damn, fuck. Shut up. Let me say my shit.
Sorry.
Blitz is the worst. I'll say something, then I'll say, and then like he did, like another side road. Another, I don't know if I can fucking explain it. Been on the air a long time today. I'm starting to get fucking on air drunk. I have to go pick up Tyler's car from the dealership.
Well, what happened to it?
Transmission recall with a clutch, module, fucking shit.
Is this car a manual?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is that the outfit, Bubba?
Is that the what?
The outfit.
Let me see.
You look good in it.
Yeah, that's the outfit.
That's not a bad outfit. I like it.
That's a nice one.
That's what I was remembering.
I said the khakis. White on white? Oh, khaki.
No, it's khakis with white with nice brown shoes that are probably nice and expensive.
No, those are like $48.
So that can be your brunch wear.
I look pretty good there. You guys do.
Hold on.
Who said
anything
bad?
I gave you a compliment.
Yeah, no one said anything bad at all.
You look like an angel.
Still you on the inside.
Still you on the inside.
And I won't be singing this tomorrow night. Probably. You look around.
Tell me what. Where did you guys find that at?
It's on our YouTube. I sent it to you when Mindy Avery was here.
Avery?
Mindy Care Bear?
I'm having lemonade right now, and it's very lemony, and it sucks a lot of things out.
Like
Mindy
your brain.
Abear. It's on our YouTube, Bubba. Screw off with you.
What the fuck?
You ever have lemonade, and you get that little tongue?
It's called the tartness?
The tart tongue?
Yes, thank you. I couldn't think of the word. Yes, I got tart.
He looks young there.
Yeah,
wait,
he
that was.
Was
like 2007? Was it 6?
I don't even know.
You killed it on that interview, Bubba. You were the best.
Stop going. Shut up, Lummy.
No one was, though. I never knew who Richard Marx was, and after that, I became a mark for him.
I dropped a coin in the wishing well.
What?
I became a mark for him and you.
Oh, the, what, Richard Marx?
Yeah.
I think he married Daisy Fuentes.
What's that?
She's hot as fuck. I gotta poop. I think that watermelon made me poop.
You're welcome. I'm helping you lose weight.
Hey, can somebody find me Florida Man Radio's request line? Because I'm gonna call and apologize to Peter Brady. Because supposedly he sat there till 10:30. By the time they cleared the commercials, he didn't get on the air till like 10:30, and that really pisses a guy off. And so I don't wanna. The old Bubba would have been like, let me tell you, big time star. If I can go 30 minutes late. Okay, hold on here. Let me see here. Thank you, Caveman.
No, it's, Caveman said that's the Fort Walton one. Hang on.
That's the Fort Walton one.
That's what he said. I would assume they're about the same, but maybe not.
Oh, hold on. Okay, that's the 411.
Yeah, it's the same number.
Bongo board Willie with 1,000 bits.
What's this female phone screener's name? I forget.
I don't know, but she's an African-American girl.
Yeah. She's very nice.
Absolutely.
No, she's really cool.
Absolutely cool as hell. And I got to tell you.
Justin Clark Show.
Oh, it's Lurch.
Lurch, it's Bubba. I want to call Justin up and apologize to him for going late today. I heard he's full hot.
All right, Bubba, one moment.
Thank you, Lurch.
Add into this deal, call it an extortion plot or whatever you want to call it.
I need more airtime.
Oh, I know.
I already went 30 minutes. Now I'd like to take a couple minutes on your show to apologize to you.
But they're trying to suck him in, and they wanted $25 million out of him. What's up, brother?
Hey, are we live? Because I want more airtime. I already went far enough. I want to make sure that this is on the air, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bubba the Love Spot.
Listen,
he's only done four hours and 45 minutes today.
Well,
a couple more minutes. What's up? How are you?
My fat ass is on bended knee, apologizing profusely. Did you say ooh?
No, I said, dude, my man who is 35 years into the radio business, Bubba the Love Sponge, let me tell you something, man. You never have to apologize to me.
Well, Shane texted me and said, 10:21, really? And I was like, oh, my God. I thought you guys were just going to break off and just do your own thing. And he's like, we would never do that. And so, like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, well, you know, Justin Clark was sitting there till 10:21 with his thumb up his ass. And he's, like, really mad about it. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna personally apologize to him. Because the old Bubba would have been like, well, screw that Peter Brady-looking son of a bitch, blah, blah, blah. but the new Bubba, which, by the way, I have. Do you still have the African-American woman that works there?
Yes.
Her husband's the coolest dude ever. Not that she's not cool, because she's cool. In fact, you know what?
Right.
She's the cool. I don't know why you guys don't give her more mic time, because she's cooler than both of you, you and Lurch.
We totally agree, Bubba. No apology necessary.
The last two parties, me, her, and her husband have kind of got a special little bond. We don't got a threesome or nothing going on, but we got a special little bond going on.
I could tell. I could see him kind of looking at you a little funny. I like that.
But you know, it takes a woman of her stature, like her type of swagger, to be able to control a big dude like that. And she's got him.
That's right.
She's got him completely. Like, she absolutely has him on point. Period.
No question about it. All right, brother, you go get some rest. No worries at all. Never apologize.
He's cutting you off.
Hey, are you cutting this a little bit short on me?
He's shooing you off
because you want to talk about some some conspiracy theory nonsense. I'm trying to have fun here, buddy.
We have to stay on. We have to stay on time.
Hey, Bliss,
what's up, bro? How are you?
What's going on, Justin?
Hey, listen, Justin.
Are you going to get over here anytime soon, or what? Are we going to meet in Fort Walton Beach? I haven't seen you both in a long time. It's time to hang out.
I agree.
Yeah, but probably Fort Walton Beach, and that place kicks ass. Let me tell you that right now.
I agree.
Especially this time of year.
There's
so many hot bitches down there. Oh, my God. I love them. And the girls up in the panhandle are just a tad looser than the ones down here, which
very
is good.
Nice.
Us guys like loose women. We don't want to marry them, but we want to hang out with them.
Yeah, I know.
All a very guilty pleasure laugh there, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, listen, Justin, I'm so sorry for running overtime. It'll never happen again, I promise.
No worries. Hey, Bliss, good to talk to you, Bubba, as always, bro. We'll see you guys soon.
Thanks, Justin.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Right. Thanks. Love you. What, Lummy?
What, Lummy?
It's got lemonade tongue.
I am absolutely.
Yeah, but has it ever happened to you where you drink lemonade and it sucks your brain out?
No, but I'll tell you this.
It happened to Lummy.
This is my new go-to.
Giada.
Giada did the rentist. I've been watching her for years.
Blitz, why haven't you shared?
What?
I said, why didn't Blitz share?
With what?
I couldn't even tell her name.
With Giada?
Yeah.
Why didn't I share?
Why didn't you tell us about her?
Lummy, did you take?
Because she's been on TV for like 20-something years, Lummy.
Lummy, did you take some dumb pills between the breaks?
No, Bubba, he drank lemonade and it sucked his brain out. That's what he just said.
I couldn't spell her name when I was trying to find a picture of her.
That's not the lemonade, but
I was reading this earlier today. I was going to maybe talk about it. I'll talk about it here. Dave Ramsey, fellow radio, a fellow broadcast veteran, probably longer than 35 years. I don't know. He owns Ramsey Solutions, much like he kind of has the same stuff that we got. Like, he's got his own network.
Oh, he's the financial guy?
He's a financial guy, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah, well,
He's you should never be in debt and all that.
Yeah, well, sorry.
Merp, well, merp. That's his.
Yeah. The founder, and radio personality Dave Ramsey says he has fired at least 9 employees in the recent years for having premarital sex.
What?
One of those fired workers says in a federal lawsuit that she was fired when she became pregnant. Caitlin O'Connor filed a lawsuit last year in U.S. District Court for the Middle District of Tennessee alleging that her firing violated the Family Medical Leave Act and discriminated her against because of her sex. O'Connor was hired in 16 and worked as an administrative assistant. In a response this month, the company said that it had fired O'Connor for violating its righteous living policy and that her discrimination claim was not supported. Ramsey Solutions said on March 8th that it has fired at least 8 employees for engaging in premarital sex in the past 5 years, in addition to O'Connor, and that most of them were not pregnant at the time. 5 of them were men.
I worked at a local religious TV station a long time ago, briefly.
Lame.
And I had to sign a contract that said I wouldn't engage in homosexual acts, premarital sex, like all this stuff against the Bible, and I could be fired at any time for it. And I had to sign a contract that said I wouldn't do it.
Wow. One is that the defendant does not allow employees to engage in premarital sex.
Mm-hmm.
A motion to dismiss the case, blah, 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 yeah, blah, blah. It's legal for private, for-profit employers to fire employees for any reason as long as it's not discriminatory or retaliatory. Well, isn't that both?
It's neither.
You're retaliating because they fucked?
Well, that's not real, though.
That's really stupid.
Somebody's attorney to the email said nothing more than an acknowledgement of the defendant's premarital sex and an admission that she violated it.
Well, she signed it, didn't she?
Yeah.
Wow.
If she signs it, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't make you guys sign nothing. We virtually have no rules.
Oh. So there's my thing from back in the day.
Hold on.
Cut up?
Well, that's not exactly true.
Well, hold on. What do you mean your thing?
No, we all saw. I mean,
what is that paperwork back in the day?
New hire paperwork has stuff.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, like that's yapping. NDAs that's yapping your mouth after you leave.
Yeah,
that's yapping your mouth after you leave over what you may have seen or what. But like, as far as rules,
right?
Like, we don't have any fucking rules. We don't have any drug rules.
People in chat are saying you should fire me for not fucking.
Actually, you could go work for Dave Ramsey and probably get a raise.
We got a reverse Dave Ramsey deal. Yeah. Is that we want you to fuck?
I know.
A lot. And then talk about it.
I can't.
It's a reverse Dave Ramsey.
Can't do it.
On a homo, ladies and gentlemen, has been fired. Why? Because she wouldn't fuck. You? No, anybody. We didn't even want it to be us. She could have fucked a bum off the streets. I don't give a fuck. Somebody's trying to get that pussy. Oh, sorry, Anna. I'm not being a six of spades or clubs.
It's okay.
Nobody's even know that. Does he even know that reference?
Of course I do.
Right. I don't.
I'm sorry. I'm not being a six of clubs.
Yes.
What the hell?
Anyway, I want to thank. There's nearly 880. Boy, fucking cornhole does better than this. We did 1,000 people for a cornhole yesterday. We're only at 884. The fuck's going on?
Well, I don't think people thought we were doing a show because it wasn't promoted then.
Yeah, we went late. We went 1567 to about, 1021?
So cold.
Listen, it's a lemonade. I can't drink lemonade anymore.
Yeah, it sucks your brain out.
Sorry.
So next Wednesday, the Cornhole Championships of the World
whatever,
are going to be... Lummy, did I surprise you?
Oh, you, Bubba, you actually...
Stop! I want you to try to take a step out of Stockholm and just be honest. Like, you know, you can tell me the truth, but I'm thinking that you might have thought that I wasn't that good, and I think I fucking, you know, you and Jay were fucking both ringers, kind of canceling each other out. I had some 4 and 5 point victories.
You did, but Blitz, what did I say about Bubba after?
That you're glad you didn't have to throw the game. He has to beat you.
Shit.
No, I actually told Uncle Eric when I saw him, and I said,
"Oh, that's not what you said."
I thought
that's what you said.
I said, "Uncle," I go, "Holy shit!" I go, "Bubba fucking was getting 4, 5, and 6 pointers." I go, "Rhett's 23, 24. He's supposed to be a college kid. He's supposed to know how to play cornhole."
Yeah,
you were kicking his ass.
And I don't
thought he might have had to throw the game to lose, but he really didn't. He just lost.
And I,
you know, my T-Rex arms probably are not, you know, the most conducive to being a good cornholer.
Or maybe
right?
it helped you.
No,
it's because you've got all this strength, but not a lot of length,
strength.
You know?
I got strength, not
length. I didn't think you would do bad, but you did better than I thought you would.
You did way better.
Yeah. Oh, way better.
I also
thought
I was going to do better, but it didn't work.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's...
So I sucked really bad.
Oh, now, Blitz, I think you and Anna have to play Lummy and Rhett for
third place.
Oh, we're doing that?
Well, I mean, we might as well milk the fuck out of it.
Okay, cool.
Well, you know, we might as well beat the crap out of them.
Can't wait.
So Wednesday, it might be a really long day because one, Jay and I have to play Dan and Caveman for the championship.
Yep.
Then
the
winning team has to fragment into a singles deal. But it's Blitz, it's only a one
game. One game.
And then Blitz, third and fourth place is only a one gamer.
Okay.
Okay.
It's gonna be all in one day.
And then we're doing the Lummy reveal that same day.
Yeah, then we're doing the Lummy reveal.
Yeah, 6-hour Wednesday.
Lummy has Ashley.
Yeah, she actually asked something. She was going to buy these like exploding baseball things and ask if we could do that.
Oh, okay.
Like right after, just like we hit it or whatever. Now, and then
so
it
like,
the
do
dust.
We do we like do you throw it up in the air and hit it, or do we
or
pitch it to you?
Usually, you put on a t-ball thing, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Well, we could just like toss it up. I mean, I don't miss anything.
God, that's so exciting.
No, you're pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Now, you have to do the. Aren't you the one that swings the bat?
Yeah,
because you're the dad.
Yeah,
or so we think.
And you're Uncle Bubba.
Do I got to be Uncle Bubba?
I thought that's what you
I want to be Uncle Bubba, but Uncle Bubba. Hey, airtight Joe from the West Side, Muhammad Zidane stole the show. I think Tariq's funny as fuck. When
no, he's
does
not.
It.
No. Tariq's not funny at all.
He's not. He's kind of bland.
I said Tariq is funny as fuck when he is Muhammad.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Yeah. Tariq needs to be a special reporter at the goat party. I don't know.
No, we can't him by. No, he's not by the goats. We know what happens when that. You know when that happens.
No, I'm talking about at the pool party.
Yeah,
that'll scare all the upper echelon bitches away. It'll make it like a.
Is this gonna be like 9/11?
I wonder how these bitches are. Do you think are they like that, Anna? Are they like?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
How they're would too
young.
I know?
They're too young to remember 9/11. They weren't born then.
Yeah, a lot of them weren't.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be Uncle Bubba? What do you want to be? I thought Uncle Bubba is what you wanted.
But isn't Uncle kind of a creepy deal?
Only
if you don't
kid.
Touch him. Don't touch the kid. You'll
it's
be fine.
Better than Cousin Bubba.
Cousy Bubby.
Uncle Bubba's fine.
Uncle Bubs.
Yeah, it's Uncle Bubba.
Not Uncle Bubs.
I didn't say that.
What are you doing this weekend, Anna?
It's Rachel's 30th, so we're going out.
Really?
Yeah, for
she's
real.
She's a born-again Christian, so they're not going to do much.
Yeah, have you talked to her about...
I actually did.
About being a born-again Christian, and did she...
I don't think that's what you call it. Well, maybe it is.
It is what you call it.
Been saved, right? She's been saved.
Yeah, she's been saved.
She's a born again.
I actually did inquire because I was curious. I was like, do things change now? And it sounds like it's just going to be business as usual.
What did you say? Do things change now? And what did she say?
No, not really. She just said that she's really liking the path that she's on with God, and she wanted to show that publicly by getting baptized, and that's pretty much it. And I was like, oh, are things gonna like change? You're gonna do things differently? And it just sounded like more the same, you know.
Her boyfriend has far more patience than me. Like, Anna, I want you to be like a chick that maybe I'm blasting, and you're gonna get saved, and you're gonna ask me to be there and what I think about it. Okay
so
all right,
hey,
so
boyfriend,
hey, first of all,
no titles.
No titles.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
So just be like, hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
So I'm really digging God recently. I've been into, you know,
I know
Jesus
when I
Christ.
When I fuck you, you're like, oh, God, I hear it a lot.
Yeah, that's G-A-W-D, but I'm into G-O-D right now.
Oh, yeah? Well,
and I was thinking
that. Fucking chick, she says, oh, God.
Why are we hanging out? I don't believe in that shit, right?
Yeah, but I was going to have a baptism. I was wondering if you could go and actually get in the water with me and, you know, help dunk me and pull me out with the pastor.
Why are you doing that?
Because I
love
God.
You know I don't
God.
Pull out.
You know I don't pull out. I got a vasectomy. But,
right, no, I'm talking about in the water, babe.
Oh,
babe,
okay.
Babe.
Well, how do I...
You want please, me to
babe?
Fuck you in the water?
Do I have to take my shirt off because I got man tits? I don't want anybody seeing it.
No, you could wear it
while you're getting baptized, can you pray to the guy you're baptized to take my man tits down to zero?
Please. Can I put in a request?
Dear God.
I'm donkey. Can you hold my dong?
Dear God. My boyfriend's going to be... Well, I'm sorry. The guy I'm... My babe.
You know, Todd.
My babe. My babe's going to be there. He's not really into you. So can I told him that you work mysterious fucking miracles at all times. And so he said he'd give you a shot. He's going to be there. And can you take his man tits? When you take my sins, can you take his man tits? Take my sins and his man tits, and you got yourself a baptism deal.
Two
there,
for
God.
One, BOGO.
With a no-tit chaser.
God. Yeah. The tits that he has, I'd like to have.
A little reverse Willie.
Right. If you could take his man tits and put them on my fried eggs with a fucking cleanse.
That'd be great.
Fuck.
Very much appreciated.
Did you ask her that my one question was how many minutes was it before she sinned?
I don't think I asked her minute-wise, but I'm pretty sure that, you know.
They fucked?
I mean, I don't know when, but it sounds like it's business as usual, you know?
Right.
Business as usual. So
he's a good guy.
What are you gonna
he's
do? He's a really good guy.
Can you tell her that I say publicly on the air, even though I have a crush on her and like to fuck her, that I think that her fucking guy is really cool.
He is a really cool guy, and he's a fan of yours.
But would you tell her that?
I will say Bubba said, and then I'll say.
Could you maybe get the caveman to get that excerpt from earlier today, where I was saying I kind of have a crush on her. But she's got a good dude. Like, she needs to not... She'll fuck this up. She fucks all things up.
Oh, my God, Bubba.
But, Anna, what are you going to do when she moves out? Because she's going to move in with him.
Yeah, well, then I'll just...
They're moving in, aren't they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
No, well, we're signing a new lease for next year, but after that, I don't know.
Hold on. You're going to sign another year?
Yeah.
How long have you guys been there?
It will be my fifth year.
Same place?
Well, I moved out for 3 months, got robbed twice, and then moved back. But, yeah, pretty much.
How much is your rent?
It's going up a bit. No, it's like after everything's said and done, because we have like amenities and everything, probably close, like I think it's like $1,310.
But what's amenities?
Well, like water, gas, we have to pay for trash valet, stuff like that.
Cable?
No, we don't do cable.
They don't even have a TV.
They don't have a TV. She watches on her tablet.
You don't even have a TV?
No.
Oh, Blitz, guess what?
What?
I was looking at the dimensions of the space that we have, you know, for...
Bubba Lights, 1,050 bits.
Maybe he's going to... Maybe that's a sign that he's not mad at me. Because I heard he's mad at me.
D Bubba Lights in the chat.
Bubba Light, don't be mad at me. You're fucking Bubba Light. Like, I can't even fathom you being mad at me. Like, you're like your number one guy.
Be not mad.
So be not mad.
Yeah. Don't be mad.
So Blitz, guess what? You know the space between the two Bubba Army signs that we're going to put a fucking TV on that you're going to put various pieces, parts, bullshit on.
Yep.
We need an 86-inch TV is about as big as they make. I know they make make big ones. They know, but Best Buy, the biggest TV they got for the most part, 86-inch. And it's still like only 73. Didn't we measure 83 inches from coast to coast?
Yeah.
So we could fit up to 83 inches in that way. Well, an 86-inch TV is only 72 inches wide.
Sure.
So we're going to have to get an 86-incher in order to fill that space all the way up.
Bubba, can we also...
And 86-inchers are about 1,600 now.
For Anna, like right behind you, put an 86-inch up there too?
Blitz and I always fight about this to the point where I don't even want to.
That's
fight
not what
about.
Lummy means, though.
No.
Lummy doesn't mean right behind you. He means up above you.
I would like to put. What size is that?
55.
Anna can't see it.
No, I can see it.
Fucking bitch needs to wear glasses.
Yeah, the bitch needs glasses.
I want to put a screen right behind me.
Oh, that would be good.
And so,
no, it would not, Lummy. Shut up.
But Blitz says, it'll fucking flush out and all this kind of bullshit. And I don't think it will.
Let's put one there and find out.
I don't think it will. I don't think if you put the right logo or you put the right thing on it. Now, you don't put white on it. I think that you could put something in this area right here. Like, you figure out what my, you just put it back there.
Okay.
And then you could run, you know, the logo or just all kinds of bullshit.
Well, here's what we could do one day is just get like a short table and put a TV on the table behind you for like a day and just see what happens.
No, but are you pulling for it or are you pulling against it? Because God knows.
You put whatever logo on it you want. No, we can make a dark one. It doesn't matter.
But you could fucking do something to the Irish setting.
Oh, no. Hold on. I think it's a good idea.
You could do something to the Irish setting.
The Irish?
Whatever fucking setting it is. The Irish setting on the fucking computer and make it look like it's all washed out, Willie.
No, because if it looks good, I want one there. But I just don't think it will.
So you'll go on record by saying, really, you'd like to have one there.
Oh, yeah.
If you could have something floating in my background, it looked better than the fucking white trash bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But so are you trying to say, like to my left, would that be better for, like, a little logo?
What?
Like, in my little screen, where it's all dark?
I'm talking about your area.
Bubba wants a TV behind him.
I know, but I'm saying, like, does he have to be dark, or does that matter?
No, he needs to be super lit if he wants a TV behind him.
Oh, okay.
Litty titty.
Because it's gonna wash him out and make him super dark if there's a bright TV behind him.
I got you, okay.
Like an eclipse. Oh, sorry.
Jesus Christ, Anna. That's
oh
like
my
a
God.
Nice fat joke you made in like two, and Bubba's losing weight.
I honestly
weight,
wasn't even thinking that.
Good.
I honestly wasn't even thinking that.
I'm not even that mean to Bubba.
Yeah, so fuck, Anna.
But can
if,
you...
If
can
Bubba
you
made me a painting, I would actually respect it and hang
yeah,
it up.
I'd hang it up the first fucking day and like you yeah. calling him an eclipse.
I'd love to give these two paintings here away, but these two are so fucking good.
Thanks, Blitz.
I would like to go back on record, Bubba, that I would love to have a painting from you, and I would respectfully hang it up.
And Bubba, I'm waiting to move all the shit out of my room first.
Do you think it's dumb?
I would hang it up if it was my house.
Do you think
wasn't
that
done.
When I bring people in here and I show my paintings, that you think that you do you think that Eric and
Mindy?
Mindy are going back saying that fucking shit looked like I'm. Mean,
I think they might actually like it because they're kind of like hoity-toity ish a little bit.
Yeah,
and your paintings are hoity-toity.
Yeah, they're kind of
really
hoity-toity.
Are.
So I think they might respect it, but I think
they're artists, so they appreciate
right.
art. You know,
I mean, this fucking painting here is just unbelievable.
I know. I listen, my painting, the one painting I got is still hung up in my bedroom, but that's not from Bubba.
It's not from Bubba. Why are we talking
it's
about it?
It's from a different clown.
I mean,
yeah, I got my tarot paintings hanging up.
Exactly.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Anna doesn't have hers hanging up.
I like that one a lot.
I do too.
Where's your tarot painting, Anna?
I don't have one yet.
She didn't get one.
Yet is really the key word here.
Exactly.
Yet.
Yeah. So Blitz, I don't know if I want to buy. I don't know if I'm going to spend $1,700 on an 86 incher, but I will tell you this: it would look fucking badass there. But I don't know how much the camera. I don't know how much it would be on camera.
I was going to say it'd almost be a waste of money to spend that much on a TV that won't really get used all that much.
And
for literally like a few extra inches.
And making this one a bigger one. That's only so they can see it. If Anna would just buy a fucking pair of glasses.
Right.
And Anna, actually, you wearing a pair of glasses might be kind of hot.
No kidding. Glasses are really hot.
But God,
oh, dude, chicks and glasses are really hot.
Well, mine were the transition lenses that I had.
Okay, well.
Yeah, you look like some older Jewish woman going to the supermarket.
But I was like 17. I hated him.
I thought I had some glasses in here.
They were like small frame. They were so ugly. I'd go out
Grandma
in the sun
glasses.
And it would just turn into something.
If we got you some librarian kind
yeah,
of deals.
Yeah, I think I could pull that off. Do you have any readers?
No.
Should we all wear glasses
on?
Now?
Why? Oh,
so
to look smarter?
So we all look intellectual?
Wait, so we look what, Lummy?
It's lemonade. I need water. Intellectual. I got lemonade tongue, all right? Leave me alone. Bubba, I need some glasses.
It's that lemonade sucked your brain out.
No, shut up, Blitz. It's
Lummy, where's the fucking belt?
It's behind Lummy.
Oh, Lummy,
I didn't touch it.
Will you bring it to me? Because I was checking to see, is the big Fildo on it? And I was thinking about, I think, Bletz, that's what I was talking about maybe doing today.
No, I knew that. I told Lummy that earlier.
Was maybe a belt deal.
Yeah. We talked about it earlier. I asked him to make sure you check the belt.
Is on it. Okay. Yeah. That's all I really give a fuck about.
Yeah, he's on it.
Thank you.
Bubba just dumped out the nameplates.
Froggles.
There's any names that need to come off.
And what have not, what is.
Oh, let me get my trapper.
Who've not been put on yet?
don't know.
I'm trying to look at the ones. Oh, these ones here all been put on. I think the ones that are.
Who all's on it right now?
I'll tell you.
I have a list too.
Oh, you do?
Well, I need to get to it. Sorry.
Oh, it's is it buried?
Well, we haven't done this in a while. Sorry.
Blitz, what's going up on the podcast today?
Tuesday's show.
Perfect. Thank you. And the Dan shit is already up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It got put up yesterday.
Hold on. Has Airtight Ski Pull? Oh, it's been on. I can tell Airtight's been up there.
Yeah, because you can see the screw.
Yeah, the screw deals.
Yeah, he was one of the ones that volunteered.
Burton Law 3's been on.
No, because that was a rib. That was your rib to everybody.
Oh, okay. Well,
don't even give him a plaque.
I don't want to put a rib on. No ribs. Put that over. There's another rib over there too that I'm not mentioning. Not so sure. 480. Never been on. Hootie Who's never been on.
No, that's ongoing.
Well,
rib.
He's going
Fistful of Vikes.
He's going on. Fucking, that's my guy.
Oh my god, Scary Larry.
Super Fat Bubba Light. I don't think's ever been on.
He should.
Chin's a Poppin'. Is that a rib too?
No,
Chin's a Poppin' was good.
Can't do all of these. This first, you know. And who am I taking off?
That's right. That's the thing.
Oh,
who's on it now? Who's on it now to be taken off?
Yeah, there's that's probably half the problem. Yippee-O Brando, I don't think's ever been on.
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah.
Been on.
He can go on it.
Catastrophic.
Oh, We Pave We Seal's never been on it?
No, he has not.
Oh,
been.
Fuck, he's going on. You can write that one the first one down. I don't know who I'm taking off.
All right, so new names.
And Airtight's been on.
Yes.
And Not So Sure for it. So I only got a few. I got Chin's a Poppin'. Well, let me see who needs to potentially go off here. Cable Dog, Shivering Bees, Bubba's Cankles, RC Helleman, The Big Fildo. That's pretty much locked in.
Mm-hmm.
JB Wood 64, LM Close, Unsavory, Indiana BRN, Bubba Light. That's kind of a lock in deal.
I mean, Unsavory, you could take him off if we need to.
You guys are always mean to him.
That's Iggy's other account anyway.
Yeah, Unsavory's a great guy. Great guy.
He's a super guy.
Yeah, he's great.
He just gets fucked with.
No, all he does is sit there and build IKEA furniture all day. Big deal.
He is an unbelievable person.
I got Northern Heat and AC. He stays on. He sponsored it.
Yeah, that's his belt.
Brandon the Quad. Larry Bueller, Sub King. DJ941.
Oh, Yippee-O Brando with 1,000 bits.
Did you turn your mic off?
No, I said Yippee-O Brando, 1,000 bits.
This belt is so fucking unruly.
It sure is.
Slamming Phoebe's Beef. Brandon the Quad. Big Red. Greg and Amy. Bubba Nash. Yeah.
It's hard to replace him.
It is. But a lot of people understand. Like, you know, most people understand that it's just a cost of doing business. You know, you got to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Who are you taking?
Oh, I don't have the.
Hang on.
Butch might have to do it. I'm going to take off. And again, these people just can't get mad at me. Everybody has to have their own little, everybody has to have their time. Thank you, Blitz, for doing that.
Well, you got to remember what happened in 199, just in case those people, you know.
What's that? Yeah, I can get it to fit. This is very sacrilegious, and I shouldn't be doing this, but he's a very dear friend of mine, and he will understand that everybody needs their time on the belt. And he just built my whole entire fucking remodel.
Oh, Big
my
Red?
God. Big Red?
You're taking Big Red off?
I'm taking Big Red off.
843 Bubba, 1,120 bits.
And it's not because, please, it's
1,111 bits.
I mean, God, I should be practically sucking his dick.
Oh,
and
my
by the
goodness.
Way, you're going to be seeing him later this afternoon.
But Big Red is the kind of guy that would be like, I get it, buddy. I want the best for the belt. And I think
he's in chat right now. He doesn't look happy.
I have a question.
He just said he's not coming over this afternoon. Yeah.
Is it because he's a ginger?
nothing to do with
being Anna hates gingers, so
I don't hate them.
I mean, they just don't. I mean, gingers don't have a soul. So
they're
just not redheads; they're orange heads.
And we are putting we pave we seal on there. Go Shuck. Sorry, we pave we seal. You're now being replaced. Big Red is now being replaced with We Pave We Seal.
And remember,
Big-
you have to hold the backing screw thing on too. When
we
you,
yeah, pave, we seal.
Otherwise, it'll push out.
He went back to his old name, by the way.
Who did?
We Pave We Seal.
What was his old name?
I don't know.
Well, is he We Pave We Seal right now or no?
But you know, help me out.
This is not me. This is you, Lummy.
Fuck off.
It's Lemonade Brain.
Go Shuck yourself, Lummy.
Lummy, what are
go
you...
Go Shuck yourself!
Oh, I'm sorry. Whoops.
Yes, thank you. Damn. He went back to Go Shuck yourself. Sorry.
Oh, well, we don't have one of those.
No, I know, but he's We Pave We Seal. He's fine with that. I'm just letting you know, when you don't see We Pave We Seal in chat, it's because it's Go Shuck yourself now. I was giving you an update. Sorry, Bubba.
Lemonade Brain.
All right. I'm gonna take Bubba Nash's off too.
Oh no, the Nash's.
Well, I mean they've had their time on there, yeah. And they know, and see everybody. I don't know what Big Red's saying right now because I can't monitor chat and screw this stuff on at once. But I guarantee you, he's like, listen, I get it. He's part of the fucking, you know, he's part of the council. He's inner circle.
Get fresh crew.
I think he's the GC.
He's the GC.
I think he is the GC of the Get Fresh crew. Him or Creatine Trav.
He says he's good
Big
with
Red,
it.
Big Red is
seriously?
Oh, he's mad. No, you can tell he's mad.
Is he mad?
He's all in caps right now. Yeah, it's all caps.
Which means it's sarcastic.
Is he mad?
Yeah, he is.
I just got a text and I check it. It's from Big Red.
And then
please look up this one.
The fuck? Sorry, Big Red.
You're going to make him shave his head again.
Don't shave your head ever again, please. and of course, my buddy, Hootie Hoo. That motherfucker is going right on the belt. God bless his little soul. He's on pills. And he's
everyone we know.
I know, but he's extremely on pills.
He's on hands full of Vicodin.
And I love the guy.
Wait, what are we doing?
And Blitz, he's just, God love him. He tries so hard, does he not?
Little peanut head.
I love you, Jared.
J-Rod.
That's his name?
His real name's Jared, yeah.
Yeah, Big Red's getting the shaver.
Oh, God.
Well, he's not going to get any pussy from his wife then, because she said that's the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen in my life.
He said it's more... Oh, this is bad.
What, Lummy?
Nothing, he's texting. I didn't need to check my phone, I'm sorry. Big Red's texting me.
Share the class.
He said it's unbelievable, Bubba's taking me off. I got to meet him today.
And then I
good luck building your stage. Big boy.
So I got, I basically have Big Man.
O28.
Chins a Pompin'. Super Fat Bubba Light.
I've seen.
Yippee-O Brando. And Not So Sure 480 are my remaining people that have not.
Well, I mean, Yippee-O was in chat, gave it 1,000 bits just now. He's listening.
I just don't know of anybody that I can necessarily take off right now. You know what? I'm going to take off Larry Bueller, Sub King, because Larry, no heat with Larry. Larry and I have talked privately, and I'm not mad that he stole Seth away or nothing. And that's not how it went down.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
But Larry Bueller is very much a worldly and very patient man, and he understands that everybody has their time on the belt. And at the end of the day, there's probably only two or three names that are sacred that will never be taking off the belt. And that's probably in this order. Bubba Light.
The Bubba Light.
Northern Heat, AC Refrigeration, and Big Fildo. Those are probably the most sacred ones of all that will never be ever taken off. So do I put...
Well, I think you might want to move Big Fildo up then, because right now he's at the bottom.
Yeah, you're right.
You got to bring him from the bottom to the top.
Bubba Light, Cable Dog.
Where's that unsavory job?
Northern.
Listen, Unsavory's a great guy.
We Pave, We Seal. All right, so I'm going to take the We Pave and the We Seal one I just put on and take it off. And then I'll put the Big Fildo up there on top Real Estate Willie.
Big Red just says, Skyware, here I come.
Oh, wow.
Big Red's life doesn't change because he got taken off.
Well,
some
I mean, good thing for Big Red, it's about 3 foot shorter for him.
Wow, making short jokes now. Jeez.
He's not even
Jesus, Blitz.
Blitz is just a fucking straight.
Wow. redheads have no soul, and now he's 3 feet shorter.
All right, so
why are you laughing, Lovey?
Because that's a dick move.
Smiley can't stop smiling.
Yippee! And by the way, so my one available is going to Yippee Yo Brando. Yippee Yo Brando for 1,000 bits.
Yippee Yo Brando, 1,000 bits.
That's who's on the belt, and so Lummy, you're going to have to hear in a minute.
Wait, who did you just take off to put Yippee Yo on?
Larry Bueller.
Oh, okay.
And Larry Bueller, please, please. And in your bottom of your heart, please understand this is just business. I still got.
That's all right, Big Red. I actually need it shorter, so you're good.
Big Red, please, no heat. I absolutely. You're the GC of the Get Fresh crew.
He said he's going to saw my chair in half today.
What's GC, General Champion?
Really? You don't GC of a place?
Yeah, oh, general. Sorry. That was General Champion.
Hey, Larry Beavers and Chad. He said no heat, Bubba.
Perfect. Thank you.
Oh, nice.
Thanks, Larry.
The big Fildos, you know, he's on the bottom real estate here.
Creatine Paper Tiger. Travis with $100. Kiss Ash.
Oh. Just got his fucking bonus.
Ooh.
I like the Papa Kicker.
He likes it a lot, too.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a Papa fan?
Yeah, he always wants me to say it.
A lot of people want to say it.
He probably asks OFF to say it all the time.
Do you blame him?
Possibly.
She's yeah.
So I know she is. She's the best, and she's kind. What?
Yeah, she's cool.
What was that?
If he's thinking of Anna.
Is there anybody who doesn't want to fuck her?
No, I think everyone wants to fuck her.
I don't.
You, Lummy, if you were single, and her and Creatine Paper Tiger Travis broke up, you wouldn't blast her?
I wouldn't.
Maybe his pregnant wife
just
would be mad.
Just because I know Creed and Travis, Paper Tiger, you know, he's the man.
No, if they broke up and he...
And you had a chance to cheat on your wife.
That's kind of man code, though.
No,
if I was single, he said...
No, but you called him. You called him and said, hey...
I don't have to worry about Paper Tiger Travis. I mean, he'll break his wrist when he punches me, but I mean, it's not a big deal. But, you know, man code a little bit.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of man code on the deal, but...
Blitz?
I could, if he said it was okay.
Blitz said no, too.
I know, I did say no.
I think that's, oh, I know, I got one blank one left. Where's it at?
I don't like date dudes' friends. Or, like, they're,
I'm just talking oh, yeah, shit, true. You know that. I don't do that either. I mean, tell me of one instance where, you know my whole life. Tell me of, I mean, I'm on the other side of the spectrum. I let people fuck my wife.
Right.
That's so nice.
I know of one, no names mentioned.
Hold on.
Let me, I'm actually backing Bob up on this one. Of a dude you knew who his wife, I believe, they broke up and she was trying to bang you and wanted to, and you said you weren't going to do it even though she was hot.
Bubba, that's so nice.
For real?
Yeah. I don't know if you actually didn't or not, but you said you weren't going to.
Will you text me it?
Yeah.
Yo, I was going to ask, do we have a DJ Brown 941 name tag? Because I know he's...
He's on the current belt. He's on the belt.
I got it. Sorry.
I don't know. I just texted it to you. I don't know if you actually did or not. You said you weren't going to. Remember her?
Oh, yeah. No, I never did.
She wanted to, and she was hot.
Bad.
I know. And she, oh, yeah, she was like, whoa.
What did you say, Bubba, when you denied her?
Well, I first told him.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I said, listen, bud. She's really fucking, you know, blowing my shit up like say, and I.
How long after was it that they broke up?
Like the next day? No, I don't know. It was
by a couple weeks.
Yeah, it was close. Okay. It was like real soon.
And I was like, I told her no, first of all, right off the bat. No, that's not,
Right.
Not appropriate. And she's like, well, we're not together anymore. And I'm like, he is such a good fucking friend.
Yeah.
And then I went to him and said, listen, your wife, your ex-wife, is sending me some pretty fucking... And so I showed him...
You did?
I actually showed him, yeah. I was like...
What did he say to you?
He's like, you know what, bro? You can do whatever you want with that crazy fucking bitch. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I'm not doing it, buddy.
Well, it's too late now. I already told her no.
No, but Blitz, I would say, yeah, I did. But I never did. No.
Okay. I didn't think you did, but you never know.
Only 4 names left to put on the to incorporate into the belt. Chin's a poppin', and by the way, you all get on soon. Big Man 028,
mm-hmm.
Not So Sure 480.
Oh,
and Super Fat Bubba Light. You guys are all So, Lummy, here's the new belt.
Mm-mm.
What do you mean? What?
He's drinking lemonade.
Yeah, he's sucking more of his brain out.
Yeah. Hold on. Sorry.
You ready?
Can't think.
No, he's not.
I'm ready.
He's lost the ability to write.
Ready.
The Bubba Light, Northern Heat AC Refrigeration, and the Big Fildo, and Cable Dog 66 are my top row willies. Are you scrubbing that down as fast as you can?
Yes, I am.
Tell me when you're ready for line two.
I'm ready for right. Bubba Light, Northern Heat, AC, Jamie, Big Fildo, and Cable Dog 66.
Those are top rows.
Top row.
Second rows?
Handful of Vikes in the chat room asking if you made it on.
Well, just keep listening.
I know.
Shivering Niz, Biz, Diz, Diz, Wiz.
Oh, boy.
Indiana BRN. Brandon the Quad. And FTE, Greg and Amy, all second row willies. Let me know when you're ready for the third row.
Brandon, Quad. BTQ. Okay, good.
Third row, Brandon's, I'm sorry, Bubba's Cankles, Unsavory Character, which is really Iggy.
Mm-hmm.
Yippee-yo, Brando.
Yippee-yo.
And Hootie-hoo. Hootie-hoo. Oh, fucking bikes. My man, Gerard. I love that guy.
Gen Cat, Bubba. Gen Cat, 815, 1500 bits.
Let me know if you're ready for four. Row,
ready to go.
Row four.
Lummy Wi-Fi.
Lummy Wi-Fi, row four.
Larry Buehler, Sub-King, 50 subs.
Hell yeah.
Love you, Larry Buehler, Sub-King. Okay, row four. R.C. Hellaman.
The man.
L.M. Close.
The man.
D.J. Brown, 941.
The man.
And GCSupply.com. And finally, row five. We pave, we seal, better known as Goshock. JB Wood 6440. Slammin' Phoebe's Beeve. And Hierarchy 65. That is your 20 position placard.
Woo!
The most talented member of the show, Bubba Army Championship belt. God, this, you know what, guys? This is a pretty fuck kick-ass belt.
It is.
It's awesome. Very heavy.
You should give it to yourself in a few days.
It's thick with two C's.
Tick. That's what Tara calls tick.
I mean, Bubba, it's only, you know, right for you to have it on your 35th anniversary.
Yeah, give it to yourself for a few days.
Of yourself being the most amazing,
come on, play the music.
DJ.
Not gonna give it.
Awesome person in life.
I will tell you this.
What?
Because I didn't, Blitz, I didn't get a hold of allaccess.com. I don't know how they got that info. Maybe you guys did. But when I popped up, well, when my buddy Randy texted me this morning and goes, you're on all access. Usually that's bad. Usually it's Bubba on All Access because he's getting sued 13 ways a Sunday. But when they recognized, my 35th anniversary, that was so fun. That was cool.
Was that a Capucci deal maybe?
I'm thinking it might have been maybe a BJ deal. I think BJ.
Okay.
I think BJ may have done it. Love him. So we really have done a pretty good job with, when did we get to belt? When did we get it? Lummy, do you have the? Do you have the? You may not have that.
I don't have that stats,
do you, buddy?
No.
You might want to very, very nicely ask the seventh man.
Seventh man, who does anyone know so I can get in my Trapper Keeper with the belt list?
Tell Jamie to go look at his canceled checks.
Okay.
Yeah, but Blitz, it was like a little bit, like a month maybe afterwards. He paid it and then it took a while.
I believe it was September, if I was to guess correctly.
Eric Brock, $79, $20 cash.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Well, you're busy, Lummy.
I believe it was last September, correct, Blitz?
Sure.
Blitz, I mean, I'm sorry, Lummy, I would lean heavily on the seventh man here.
Oh, yeah, they're going to tell me the right date.
You got them figured out, don't you?
Yeah. They're going to screw me over.
No, I don't think they will.
But people have been asking me, did you take the Facebook video down of you and the doctor?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Just asking.
Which one?
The Dr. Dan
Tiago.
YouTube, JL. You know, the break. The 19 minutes. How and
we posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Took it down. Okay. Jay called me up. And
said take it down.
Take it down. We're not doing anything with this. Let's get out of jail and move forward.
Oh.
He said.
I do know that we wrote it down at 7:16 a.m.
You nor Dan make a good plaintiff. People aren't going to feel sorry for a doctor that pulls up in a fucking Ferrari.
Yeah, it starts out with him doing a burnout.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's saying November 13th. I think that guy's drastically wrong.
No. So it's wrong. Ashley just sent me a text and said July.
Because, that makes more sense.
Yeah, it was in July.
Thank you, Ashley.
And at 7:16 a.m.
Love historian. That,
see you tonight, bitch. Ashley.
So historian.
What's tonight?
How's the story?
We're all going to the comedy show.
All right.
You're too busy doing your big time podcast.
I'm sorry.
We're all going to the
Blitz
comedy show.
Blitz is my date.
Yeah.
Are you trying to make me jealous? Jellious?
Cheese.
I got you double jellious because one, you'd like to go with me, and two, Blitz would like to go with you. So I'm the slut of the deal.
I'm gonna buy you mozzarella sticks, Bubba.
Don't. You're going to mess up his weight.
I'm going to get some charcuterie. I'm going to get some veggie trays. What else did they have that I like? Crackers and cheese, maybe?
Oh, veggie. Yeah, you said the veggie.
Yeah, veggie tray.
Bubba, get it.
So July of last year.
Our table's going to be
so Blitz,
up.
By the time this belt is a year old, I will have everybody will have a slot on it.
Awesome.
Because I only got four left.
Do we need to get more plaques too to have made?
I don't know if anybody has qualified.
May I please make urine again?
Jesus.
Seriously.
Like, why do you piss so much?
I don't know. Well, I'm also on my period.
Oh, whatever. You held on, like, the whole time Mindy Hebert.
Like,
was
do
in
you
here.
Not do you not like do you not are you so snowflakey paper tiger that like even the little urge of piss you can't
this
hold
is
it
like,
in.
I feel like it's you can't hold your piss in my blood.
Piss and blood have they don't.
I know, but
I don't
you know when it gets so full that you're like
that's
oh,
disgusting.
No.
Can we let her go? I don't. This is gross.
No, Bubba does it all the time with his kidney stones.
Pee-pee. Let me come pick up this belt.
Yep.
Get it off me.
Oh, I guess she's gonna go.
She can go.
That's gross. Fucking piss in her pants, bitch. Wait, did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
Oh, is Mike on?
You're
making him take it off your shoulder?
Yeah.
You're going to lift it up for him?
I hit the wall, man. Oh, I just, like, honest to God, I just, like, literally, like, something just chemically happened to me.
It's those fucking watermelon. That
I don't know what it is, but, like, something literally just kind of, like, fucking hit me, and I just, like.
Pills wear off?
I'm not on hardly any pills at all.
Well, the ones you're on, did they wear off? What's the deal?
I think my pills wore. I think at 11:44, my pills just flat fucking stopped working.
Fucking switch hit. You're done.
My lord.
I think you do some of your best interviews when you're like this, just kicked back, not caring, with the microphone just hanging out.
Yeah, but you got to talk.
Oh.
In order to be able to fucking be That's funny, true. And I can't. I feel like I just got paralyzed.
Wait, so are you kind of like kind of open right now?
What do you mean?
Lummy wants to bang you.
No,
am I open?
Remember, he wants to get two people pregnant.
I got to take my hat off.
Remember we talked about like, you know, interviewing.
Oh, yeah. Your hair's getting cut in too.
You're going to be able to see I'm growing my hair out.
Yeah, you need to.
Yeah, you do.
No, I am.
Can we see it? Because the microphone arm's in the way.
Hold on.
That looks good.
Yeah.
Let me take off. No, I've had I have hat and headphone hair, and I can't hear you, so please don't tart fucking with me. But
looks
I'm
good.
Trying to grow it out right now.
What do you think, Lummy?
I think it actually looks really, really good.
Stockholm.
Lummy's fucking with me.
No, I'm not, Bubba. I would not say anything if I didn't agree.
That's a lie.
Shut
I
up,
actually
Blitz.
Think you agree.
I'm going to try to grow out my... Now, again, my hair's been in... I've had headphones all... People don't realize, like, what headphones... Headphones
They sure do.
I mean, you got to understand, we're taking off, and it's just like... I remember my hairstylist, when I used to have one, Lori Stoller, used to say, you don't understand when, you know, taking off your headphones by however many times you do a day, multiplied by, you know.
Breaks your hair.
It breaks your hair. It does. And if you know what? For years, I would wear my head. I don't know if you guys know, but for years, I used to wear my headphones like this.
Yeah.
I used to literally wear my headphones like that so that it wouldn't break the middle of.
Mm-hmm.
And I get my mail. Hey, Blitz, I've been putting a little bit of that. I've been putting a little bit of juice in the middle of my head.
What kind of juice?
I don't know, like that foam shit you do to get your hair back.
I mean, does it got a name?
Yeah, it's like.
Can I guess?
Yeah, it's like what?
Like Rogaine?
Yeah, well, yeah, but I think there's a name for Rogaine.
Yeah, Rogaine.
Rogaine.
No, it's not called Rogaine. It's called
Minoxidil?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Minoxidil is the chemical. Rogaine is the brand.
Okay.
But how do you make your hair grow?
I don't know.
It activates the cuticle.
Yes.
But no, because I'm starting to get a ring of honor in the middle there, like a clown deal. Because I'm 55. So I'm gonna blitz. I'm actually going to look down.
You're 54 yet, Bubba.
I'm gonna look down, and you guys are gonna. But I mean, can you tell me if it's getting any better or not? Because I can't see the top of my head.
Okay.
And if it's not getting any better, then say it. But I feel as if it's getting a little bit better. I mean, I don't know if it's you know.
Your hat head is kicking.
Is it bad?
Oh no, you're good. The little purple jersey said you're.
Oh, it's bad as fuck. It's really bad.
No, Bubba, you're good. That's your calico.
I just saw it.
That's your cuticle. What's it called?
That is fuck. Hold on.
Shit, what's it called? Calico? What's the thing in the middle? Hold on, what's the thing?
Am I going that bald?
No, Bubba, you look good. It's your callus.
Why are you laughing,
Lovey? Bubba, it's your callus.
It's your calico.
It's really bad. My bald spot's bad as fuck.
No, you're good.
No, Blitz.
Callus.
Blitz, honest to God. Oh, it's bad, God, ain't it?
Don't say it, Blitz.
It looks bad on camera. It doesn't look that bad in person.
Yeah, you're good. Bubba, seriously. It's your callus.
It's your calico.
What the fuck is it called?
It is bad. Oh, my God.
Bubba,
I didn't know it was that bad because I can't see it.
Blitz, it's not that bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Bubba, I'm only saying this because Blitz made me. I don't think it's that bad.
No, no, it's not bad at all.
I can't believe I showed it either. Somebody in chat goes, I can't believe he fucking, and I agree. But you know what? I mean, you guys are like part of my life, the seventh man. Sure. You guys are literally part of my life, and you guys share my struggles with me, and I try to be honest with you. And so, like, this is something that's fucking with me, but I honest to God, didn't know that it was that I was going that fucking bald.
No, you're not. You're not. And I got the exact date, by the way, from Ashley. Thank you. June 29th. So we'll just change the subject. But I mean, people have been sending me that spray that, you know, I sent you the infomercial.
GLH.
But I don't think that you need it. I think that the light.
You don't
right
think
there,
she needs GLH?
No, I think the light is making it look worse.
It's the light. It's the angle.
Yeah, I think you look good,
Bubba.
It's
the angle.
Your follicles just need a little bit more time to grow back. Yes.
Oh, no.
Bubba, you're the man.
Everybody just take a good long look at it. Blitz, why don't you? No, Blitz, Bubba. Why don't you? Hold on. I'm going to go down. You go ahead and give a nice zoom on it, okay? Because that way I can look at it because you guys are like 7 seconds behind. So okay. Give me a good zoom. Get
no,
right on.
No,
it,
you're good. No, no, don't show the ones that haven't grown yet.
The ones that haven't grown yet.
Oh, no, Bubba, you're good. Oh, boy. They're growing back.
They're getting there. It's up and coming. Bubba, you got an up and coming head of hair.
It's close. I can see it. See, look, there's
what
like
what
one.
What can you see? Let me, what can you see?
Zoom in a little bit. You can look
me,
at
can
one.
You see?
All right, right there.
Tell Blitz to really zoom it up and see, yeah, if you can get any, see if you can see little seedlings.
I see them. I see the seedlings.
See if you can see the seedlings, but yeah. Tell Blitz to get really get in it.
So when he does it, right, Blitz, look at it.
Okay.
You got like, you know how they have.
I see the seedlings,
these,
Bummy.
Yeah, they take a, like 10 acres in an up and coming, and they tear all the houses down. You see those two right there?
Oh, those are the houses getting torn down?
Those are the two houses they just built. See those two right around his crown? Those are the two that are now up and coming.
Oh.
And then you got the other ones around that are going to start spreading.
I got you, Lummy.
Yeah. You see that?
You make no sense at all, but yeah, for sure. That lemonade's really got to your brain.
I'm out of lemonade, all right?
Well, yeah, you drank it all. Your brain's dead.
No, but I can see a lot coming up there. And it's also his calic. Is that the right one, actually? It's calic, right?
Calico.
Calico.
Yeah, calico.
That looks absolutely...
Don't worry. Like, Zolt71 said, I mean, this is helping with your weight loss challenge.
Oh, my God.
Fat and bald.
Bubba, you're not bald.
You're not bald. You're balding.
It takes time for that mandatory.
He's not balding, Anna.
I'm balding like a motherfucker.
Bubba, already got 1,000 bits.
Hey, look. Never mind. It takes a while for minoxidil to work. I wasn't going to say that your arms match your head. That would be wrong.
That's rude. It's coming back.
What did he say?
Nothing.
He's being a dick.
No, I wasn't.
Anna is.
I said that it takes a while for minoxidil to work, is what I said.
Yes.
I've been using it. I better start fucking doubling the dose.
Just start bathing in
it. It's not working. It's not. I'm sending it back. This shit doesn't work.
Wait, it takes time.
Been using it?
The front part of my hair looks like it's a little bit longer, doesn't it?
It does.
Like you could do the Donald Trump. You just
the worst part is seriously, like when I cut my hair short all the time, like letting it grow out and getting past this phase of it looking like shit for a while until it grows longer, we can actually do something with it, is the worst part.
I got my dye on point.
You do.
It looks great.
Now, is that the same color that Lummy's beard is?
Yeah.
Do you not leave it in as long or something?
Looks lighter. Like
it's a lot lighter.
Well, I haven't.
It's got a lot more brown in it.
I haven't dyed it for like about 3 weeks.
Okay. But you're so like your roots, you haven't dyed or anything? Asking for a friend?
I don't know.
Man, you're really killing
me. I'm dying.
This is 35th anniversary. Woo! Party! Party. Nobody?
So you can wear a hat tonight?
I wear a hat everywhere.
To sleep?
I think you look good, Bubba. Bubba, you look good. I thought you were 45.
Can we put Bubba in that wig that we have out front?
The blonde one?
Yeah. The one that you sang to me in?
Yeah, of course.
Go grab it.
I don't know where it is, actually.
Oh. Didn't you wear it last? When you sang to me?
I hit the fucking wall.
Going how fast?
Bubba,
But I don't think I look 55.
You
do
don't.
I?
No, you look don't. Like you're 48 tops.
Anna, how old do I look? Be honest. Don't fucking lie.
Yeah, Anna, be honest. He looks definitely 46.
I'd say late 40s.
Like, late what?
Late 40s.
I thought you said 30s. I'm like, bitch.
No. I'd say like 47, 48.
Yeah. That's fair. Here you go, Bubba. Lemmy's got you a new head of hair.
There you go.
See how this fits.
Problem solved.
Is this our way back to the top?
Could be. Should we get those, what was that lady's bra? The fucking...
Lemmy, how the fuck do you...
Lemmy, what was the lady that had those fucking fake tip bra deals?
Lemmy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there it is.
Sorry. What, the little...
Remember everyone from the show for a while wore fucking fake tits?
Yeah.
What was her name?
The silicone fake breast ones?
Yeah, what was her name?
The queen? I don't know. What is it?
I look like a guy at a fucking...
80s. You look
drag
like...
Drag bar.
No.
I look like I should be... I look like Joe Dirt fucked Meatloaf.
David Lee.
Look at my bangs. I look at my bangs.
They look good. They're parted perfect.
Oh, what's so ridiculous?
I look like Kara with blonde hair.
Oh, don't be mean. You look like a 80s band.
You look like a horrible 80s band.
Molly Crew guy.
Molly Crew threw up Molly Crew.
But if I was a chick, I'd bang you.
That looks way better.
I think we need to start getting me some wigs.
I think you look good like that.
It's wigs on the wish list immediately.
I think you look good right there.
But some man wigs, not, you know, these kind of wigs.
Yeah. You look like you should be wearing mom jeans.
What's wrong with that one?
I couldn't wear mom jeans if I had to. You got to have, you can't what have
size,
hips.
What size is mom jeans? Would you wear?
Slamming Phoebe's feet, 2,000 bits.
You got 54 mom jeans.
It's a 54.
I don't think you can wear mom jeans if it's much over 30. I think you got to be a real skinny motherfucker.
Man, 30, that's nothing.
No, I know. That's what guys that wear skinny jeans are pencil thin.
Yeah.
Not 54s. I think I wear 50s.
You know, you kind of got an Andre Agassi 80s thing going.
If Andre Agassi got like inflated to 400 PSI, yeah. Maybe.
Look at that. I think you look just like him right now, Bubba. I sent you a picture. I think you look just like him.
I mean, your Stockholm is wearing me out.
What do you mean? The first time ever, the captain was like, get out of here. You're fucking bugging
You're
me.
You're just blowing too much smoke up my fucking ass. Like, I know all of it's not true. Would you shut up?
It is, Bubba.
Some hair. Holy shit. That's so gross. And he's a good-looking guy.
See? Bubba, she agrees.
But the hair is bad.
Great-looking hair. Just spray GLA Tom, and it instantly covers your bald spot, leaving you with great-looking hair. And ladies with thinning hair or bald spots, GLH solves the problem instantly. GLH is not a paint or a cover-up. It's an amazing powder that clings to the tiniest hairs on your head.
It's not a paint or a cover-up. Well, then it's exactly...
The tiniest hairs on your
head.
Hold on.
It's exactly that. It is a fucking paint and a cover-up.
Right. Well, they technically it's not a paint because it's a powder. So it's not a paint, which they're right on, but it's definitely a cover-up.
It actually builds on itself, leaving you with great, great-looking hair. And the GLH hair system is not expensive.
Do they still sell this?
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible.
It's out of
Orlando. This is the first time I've ever used this product. I saw it on the infomercials. And I was skeptical at first.
I'm not GLH in my shit. My balls itch.
Oh.
But it works.
GLH that shit.
I tell you what, I can't believe it. You know, I've seen the commercial. And I just couldn't
believe
it.
That looks so fake.
And it really looks
Look at
great.
That.
No, it doesn't. That looks real.
A new guy now. And I tell you, I'm really impressed. That's incredible.
Look at that guy.
Look at this guy. Fucking.
It's Kenny G right there.
Fuck.
They're harassing for being bald.
It's like David Tate.
They're not harassing you for being bald, buddy.
Hey, when are we going to do a lunch at Tate's?
We need to do that.
I know.
No more dates without being called old man, but the babes are back.
Ew.
Yeah, you
just
fucking...
don't get in the shower.
Definitely.
Black guys can do it too?
Yeah, of course.
I want to order 1 year's supply of this.
And GLH is not just for men.
Unbelievable. Wow. I never dreamed that I'd look like this.
Me either.
You don't.
I never dreamed I'd look like the... Oh, hold on. What am I still wearing this fucking wig for?
Oh, come on. It looks good.
Fuck off me.
Oh, there it is.
Applying GLH to yourself is so easy. Just spray on while holding
a
small...
Is that
Ronco? That's Ron Popeil himself.
Is he still alive?
I believe so.
A larger mirror behind you. Then brush after using the finishing shield, and you're done. And
good.
With GLH, there's no problem with rain or when working out.
Yeah, right.
Hey, they got Opie.
That's yeah, almost.
Product. I highly recommend it. The club saved a lot of money.
GLH es muy bueno y es increíble.
What?
Oh, I started using GLH about 4 months.
Obama's dad!
Yeah.
Months ago, after my barber told me I'd never grow any more hair. Hey, Emmett, look at me now. A full head of hair.
Well,
yes, Ron Popeil is still alive. He's 85.
How much is he worth?
Who is he?
Oh, he's fucking Ronco.
Yeah, man, the pocket fucking fisherman.
Oh, Blitz.
The fucking set it and forget it.
He's worth $200 million.
Set it and forget it? Like the rotisserie?
Hold on.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, sorry. Now I know who he is.
The Ron Popeil, like pizza, like a potato slicer and just all this shit. Send me a link of all the fucking Ronco shit.
The most popular one was set it and forget it.
For only $39.92,
and he made a lot of money on that because he sued people. They started using it.
Trim comb free, or send $39.92.
Hello?
Hey, brother, Tim Terry calling in from Canada.
Oh, thank God.
He's bald.
Yeah, hey, brother, it's not the worst thing in the world losing your hair, brother. I lost my hair in my 20s, and, you know, I just started shaving my head, brother. But, I mean, hey, if I could rock a wig like that, I would. That was a good look, man. That made you look like a Canadian up here.
Now, are you in Brandon or are you in Canada right now? For real, don't lie.
I'm in, I'm in Canada. Shoot, brother, 200.
Yeah.
He goes on Bubba Light's Instagram a lot.
He does?
Yeah, they go live on live a lot.
But they go like, he like wears a disguise, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, I mean, they dress alike. Him and Bubba Light.
Yeah, me and Bubba Light are a lot alike, brother. You know, I'm trying to, you know, build a relationship with him, but he doesn't like me, brother. So it is what it is.
Does anybody like you?
I don't know. Bubba Light, he doesn't like me, brother.
Who does? What's wrong with asking?
Bubba Light doesn't like you?
No, Bubba Light hates him.
I like him, though, brother. But, you know, there's a lot of propaganda spread about me in the chat room from the liberals. And, you know, they just don't like me. But, man, I like that. I like that wig on you, brother, in a, you know, straight way.
Blitz, I just got a fucking text from John Cratchlo.
Okay.
You know what he said?
What?
Fuck Shane. It was good radio.
That's funny.
I love that one.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
He's awesome.
My cock feels big right now.
Oh. It
isn't
is,
that nice?
Sure.
Isn't that nice?
It's laying good as fuck.
Yeah, that's
fuck.
A good
how do you,
feeling.
How do you know? You can just feel
it. Well, you can tell when
can't
you reach
your puss, can you, can't you feel like if your puss feels
yeah,
a
when
certain
it's hanging,
way?
Hanging real low?
Not especially.
No, she hasn't known that in like 3 years.
No, but like I'm being for real. Like I like right now I can feel my dick is kind of...
Hanging
if,
nice?
Yeah, it feel like... It
do,
feel,
you have a, do you have a... set of the Gumbies right now?
No.
Is it just everything's looser?
Yeah, it just feels good. It feels big right
mine's,
now.
Yeah, mine's been nice lately.
Mine feels a little engorged, like I'm getting my noon boner.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Your noon boner.
I get a boner about noon.
It's like a fucking like, time clock.
Like, okay, like clockwork?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I gotta move around a little bit to get some stimuli. All right, Tampa Terry.
Yeah, you're wearing on me, Terry.
Congratulations on 35 years in radio, brother.
Thank
you're
you,
laying
buddy.
Nice.
Appreciate it. I am laying nice as fuck right now. I almost had to readjust to put it over my leg.
Whoa.
I'm going to weigh it down.
I'm laying good. I feel good, too.
Congratulations.
You look great.
Hello. 35th year in radio with a boner. Fuck.
Hell yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Buzzy.
Hi,
oh,
Buzzy.
Speaking of boner, what's up, Buzzy?
You been eating any ass lately?
Yeah.
A lot.
Hey, Buzzy, I got a question
bastards.
For you.
You filthy bastards. But, what hey, question you got for me?
What time are you come by on Monday?
Well, that's what I need to know. That's
oh,
what I'm
well,
calling
then,
about.
Well, then why you should have called and asked.
What's what he's
well,
calling
I,
for right now,
I,
mean, huh?
I will not be empty till I know after 10 a.m. there in Tampa.
Oh, well, fuck.
Well, we'll probably be gone by like a time you're empty.
Yeah, the honor show's on then.
Mm. Well... Maybe somebody can...
What time? Hey, Buzzy,
I thought Blitz stayed till 10 o'clock at night. What the fuck?
Sometimes he does. Sometimes he
hold
does.
Hold on, hold on. I'm asking, Buzzy, what time do you think you can make it to the studio?
did you hear that out? For, did you hear that outburst, Blitz?
I know, and I was going to be cool to him, too.
He's going
to
be cool. So, like, you
I'm trying to be cool. I'm trying to be cool.
Now, you think you'll be... You think you'd be
Blitz, here's how it works with my loads. I haul Han office furniture.
Okay.
And they hand unload everything. Nothing's on pallets. So
okay.
It takes 2 to 3 hours, maybe more. It all depends.
Okay.
On how lazy they are.
Yeah, but you're thinking you'll probably be unloaded by 1, right?
Oh, yeah. I should be unloaded.
Hey, Buzzy, I'll tell you what. Email me. I'll give you my cell phone number. No matter what time it is on Monday, I'll meet you here.
Okay, well, you have to send that to me on, I guess, the secret... deal on Twitch or something, or what are you
calling it? I'll whisper it to you.
Yeah, whisper.
Okay.
And no, whisper too loud, somebody's going to hear you.
Well, I mean, keep that shit up. I'm going to stay at home.
Yeah, and so, hold on, Buzzy. And Buzzy, if I'm anywhere near close to the studio, I'm going to try to be here too so I can say hi to you, buddy.
Yeah.
And me
yeah,
too.
That'll work. But no, seriously, I got mugs for everybody for the whole BRN.
Very sweet.
The whole BR.
He's gonna mug us all.
Everybody.
Well, Buzzy,
I'm gonna mug y'all.
We love this. We love this shit.
I mean, just so you know, I expect my ass to get eaten.
Well, Anna, you better get busy.
Ew. What does that mean?
Oh,
is that a threat?
Yeah.
So what else,
that's
Buzzy?
Anyway, that's called Kulo.
But anyway, just real quick, I've been posting a few pictures here and there on Instagram. People are wanting to buy these Bubba Army mugs, and Bubba, I just want to let you know. I will not sell them or give them to anybody because that is your logo. That's your brand.
Thank you so much, my friend.
It's only for you guys.
Well, I can't wait. I can't wait to see you if I'm here, and I can't wait to get my fucking mug, and I can't wait for you to get
two of them, Bubba.
And I can't wait for you to get it. I can't wait. Thank you, and I can't wait for you to get a studio tour and see the whole fucking operation.
I've done seen you. Well, I appreciate all that, but I've done seen your studio. Remember?
Well, you can.
Oh, well, then fuck it. I'm not coming back then.
Well, I mean, but you got to come again for a refresher, Bubba.
Well, I would love to come again if everybody's there. Yeah. Anybody's let me in.
Yeah, we're gonna let you in. We're trying to make those arrangements right now. Blitz is gonna whisper you, bud.
Okay, that'll work.
All right, Buzz. Hey, be safe getting down here, okay, kiddo?
Oh, yeah, not a problem.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Buzz.
See my first rodeo, you bunch of ass-eating boneheads. See me later.
See me later.
Wait till I pull my pants down when you're here, bitch.
Oh, my God.
My dick feels good.
Are you touching it?
Same thing goes to you, buddy.
No, I'm not touching it. You can't touch it, but I'm kind of wiggling it around a little bit. So, we've gone way long today, and I appreciate it. Oh, well, we dropped below. If you guys would have kept me at 1,000, I'd still stay on, but you guys dropped me below 1,000.
Fucking Tam with Terry.
So we got to go. See, if you guys had maintained 1,000, I would still be here.
We were over 1,000 until Tampa Harry got on the phone. He just fucked us very well.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.